Say in Devarim, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Aleph. Ki setzela mochama, vera isa sus varachav, vagomer. Zom mitzvah mechudashas, that the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim will in the Hagdama to Sefer Dvarim, so the Ramban says that many of the mitzvahs in Sefer Dvarim are being presented for the second time. Maybe it's that the Torah is thereby reinforcing, maybe the Torah is providing us with some details that it hadn't previously. Avol b'Yisrael yasir hamit. Excuse me. Hamitzvos anogas b'hem pam achar pam lehosef b'hem biur. U'po'omim shel yaskeh osan rak lehazir Yisrael b'rov ha'asoros. K'mo sheyavo b'sefer hazeh b'inyanei avodas gilulim ha'asoros merubah zohar chazor v'tochochos v'kol p'chodim asher yavchid osan b'chol onshei averos. The man says, unlike all the mitzvahs which have to do with the Kohanim, because since Kohanim's reason, so they don't need the reinforcement, because Kohanim's reason. Then the Ramban says, but that's why it's Mishneh Torah, because a lot of Sefer Dvarim is covering some of the ground which has already been covered previously in the previous Chumashim. But the Ramban says, but va'od Yosef b'sefer hazeh k'tzas mitzvah shelo niskaru klal. There are some mitzvahs which, even though they were communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu previously, haven't been recorded in the Torah yet. That's what the Ramban is alluding to here when he says Zum mitzvah mechudashas, meaning unlike the majority of Sefer Dvarim, which are not mitzvahs mechudashas, but this parasha is a mitzvah mechudashas. This is the first time we're being taught this mitzvah in Chumash. Omer lehem ata bevoan bil mechamos. Now, when they're on the threshold of entering Eretz Yisrael, and now they'll be engaging in Melchoma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them this mitzvah. V'tam ki Hashem Elokeichem haholech imochem hilochem lechem im oyevechem lehoshia eschem yasirem shelo yerach levavam v'lo yiru mina oyevim. The thrust of telling the warriors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them is that, and therefore they shouldn't be timid and they shouldn't be afraid of the enemy. And additionally, v'yoma shelo yiftachu bazeh begvurasam, that they shouldn't be placing their trust in their strength. Lachshav b'libam, to think, giborim anachnu v'anshe chayel ha'molchama, that will prevail with our strength, v'akshe yeshiva libam el Hashem. But on the contrary, that they should be turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yiftachu b'yishuoso, and they should be their their confidence, their trust, should be in the Yeshua Hashem. V'yachshavu, and they should think, ki lo v'gvuras asus yachpots, v'lo v'shokei ha'ish yirtze, ki rotze Hashem es yireyov esam yachlo mechasta. V'omra lihi lochem lochem im oyevechem, ki yapilem lifnechem lachoev. V'omer lehoshia eschem, the Ramban is commenting on the pasuk that he quoted earlier, phrase by phrase. Shehem yinatzlu b'milchama v'lo yipokin mehem ish. So lehoshiyaschem means every single one of you. There doesn't have to be a single casualty. Ki yitachin sheyinatzchu as oyeveihem v'yamusu gam mehem v'abim k'dayach ha'milchamos. I mean, there is an alternative, right? One can be victorious and still suffer many casualties, Rachmana Litzlan. But that doesn't have to be, because since Hashem Elokeichem, if everything is happening with Darach HaTeva, so then that has to be. The winning side has to suffer, Rachmana Litzlan, casualties. But since it's Shalo b'Darach HaTeva, it's Ki Hashem Elokeichem Aholech Imachim Elochim Elochim Oyevechem, so Memela, it can be the Hoshia Aschem, each one of you. The Alkain, because this is what can be, therefore Tsa'ak Yehoshua, that's why Yehoshua is so distraught, bin fol mehem ba'ai kishloshim v'shisha ish. Ki b'melchemes mitzvah shelo l'ho yavoy sheyipol misaris rosham arza. Right? A hair on their head shouldn't have been touched. Ki l'ashem ha'melchom. But now, let's see and try to understand versus Hashem, you know, this juxtaposition. V'hine ha-kohen shehu ha-uvid as Hashem yazhirem b'yir oso v'yavtichem. If you're looking in the Chumash with the Pesukim also, so the Ramban is commenting that the Kohen, meaning the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, he says to them, Al Yerach Levavchem, Al Tiru, Val Tachbazu, and Ki Hashem Lokechem Aholech Imochem. But then there's a shift, and then it's V'dibru Hashotrim Elo'om, and they list the different categories of those who are Chozer Me'ochem Elchoma. So why are we shifting from the Kohen speaking to the Shotrim speaking? So v'hinei ha-kohen shehu oved es Hashem yasirem b'yiroso v'yavtichem. He's the one who tells them that they should have yiras Hashem and b'tochnen Hashem. Aval ha-shotrim yidabu b'noek sheba'olim pen yomas b'muchama. So the things are being presented on two different levels. On the one hand, we're being told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holech imochem lehoshia eschem, there doesn't have to be a single casualty. Things don't have to unfold with Darach HaTeva. Me'idach gisa, mi'u isha shevonu ba'is chodosh v'lo chanocho, yelech v'yosha d'vesa penyomas b'amochom. So the Torah is talking on a very natural level. There's going to be casualties, and maybe this person, a Shabana Bayis V'lo Chanocho, will be one of those casualties. And that's sort of a compounded tragedy. The fact that Bana Bayis Chadosh V'lo Chanocho. So what does Ramban say? So on the one hand, the Kohen frames things sort of supernaturally. But the Shotrim frame things naturally. Right? Aval HaShotrim Yidabu Benoek Sheva Olam Pen Yomas Ba Muhammad. Ki Bederech HaOretz B'chol HaMuchamas Yemusu HaNoshim Gam Mikat HaNotzim. There's no such thing in on a natural level of the victorious side avoiding casualties altogether. But sort of how do we integrate the two? The Ramban indicates that the Torah is sort of operating on two different levels, but how do we integrate the two? How are they compatible? So if you have the Chumash, take a look. So again, so the Shotrim list the Shabbana Bayis Chadosh, Nata Kerem Velo Chilalo, Eres Isha Velo Lekocha, and then they finally say, Mio Isha Yoi Verach HaLevav. And then the Torah says, Pasuk Tes, right before Shvi, V'hoye kachalas ha-shotum l'dab el-o'am, u'foktu sorei tzva'oz b'rosham. So here too, on the one hand, the Torah tells us, Ki Hashem elokecha maholech imachem. So Hashem yishmolchom. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waging war. And then the Torah says, when the Shotim begin, when the Shotim finish, make sure the generals now take the lead here. U'foktu sorei tzva'oz b'rosham. You have to have the generals positioned to lead the battle. So take a look at the Ramban here in Pasuk Tes. V'tziva u'foktu sorei tzva'oz b'rosham. Ki ha-Torah, this is very, very fundamental, this Ramban. Ki ha-Torah tetzaver b'derech ha-oretz, v'tasa ha-nisim in yireyo b'haste. V'ein ha-chefetz l'fonav l'shanos tiba shel olam, zulasi kasher ein shom derech b'hatzola acheres, o l'hodiya shmo l'tzorav l'itim, kasher hoya v'kriyas yamsuf v'chayotzebo. So the Ramban says something very, very fundamental. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poised to perform Nisim. But that notwithstanding, we're obligated to act on a natural level. Ki HaTorah tetzaveh b'derech ha'aretz. Derech ha'aretz means on the natural plane. We're not supposed to say that since the Ribono Shel Olam can and Be'ezus Hashem will perform miracles for us, so all we need to do is daven. No, ki HaTorah tetzaveh b'derech ha'aretz. We're mechuyav that we have to operate on a natural with the emuna that ki Hashem elokecha maholech imachem lahoshia eschem v'ilachem lachem im ayavechem. How's the verse again? V'ilachem lachem im ayavechem lahoshia eschem. Avada with that emuna. But we're mechuyav ki HaTorah tetzaveh b'derech ha'aretz. But we're mechuyav to act on the natural plane. And that's sort of the way we integrate what the Kohen, the message the Kohen delivers, and the message that the Shotrim deliver. The Kohen, again, delivers this message in Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the results, the potential results of the conflict are not constrained by natural law. And we should know it and believe it and al menas kein do everything that we do. And then the Shotrim come and say, but all of that notwithstanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to operate through natural means, and therefore you are obligated to act on the natural level. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to operate through natural means, the implication is clear, and we don't provide the natural means, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't operate. It doesn't say in the Ramban that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do a nice nigla because we chose not to provide the means for the Derech Ha'aretz. It says, if ain shom derech hatzol acheres, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that this is the time to send a message to the whole world with a neis goli, he does so. He doesn't do a neis goli because we're remiss, Rachman Litzlan, in operating the derech hatzol. It's very, very fundamental. HaTorah tetzaveh b'derech ha'aretz is very, very fundamental. we're obligated to act on a natural level. However, whatever one's understanding of Hashkocha is, Hashkochas HaYochid, Hashkochas HaKlal, in terms of Halacha L'maisa, so we're mechuyev to act on a natural level. Okay, we'll stop here.